Co. We still have Kevin Frazier from CBS's The Insider on, giving us the inside on the Jackson family feud. So tell us why Janet is mad right now.
Janet has always been very vocal, especially when it comes to Paris, that she wants Paris to wait on her entertainment career. Paris just shot a movie.
Right.
Janet is not happy with that because Janet started very young playing Penny on Good Times. Michael never really had a childhood. She just really wants to protect Paris from all that's going on. And it's hard to protect a teenager from all that's going on when they have hundreds of thousands of Twitter followers listening to every word they say and talking to them as if they're adults. You know, everybody's talking about, oh, Janet tried to grab Paris's phone. Yes, they wanted her to stop tweeting. They're like, stop tweeting. Just stop it. Because part of this is the more that the family's business and their dirty laundry are made public, then the more people feed off it and it causes more madness and a bigger frenzy. It's almost like a sports team. Handle it inside the locker room.
So where was Catherine when Jackie, Marlon, Tito, they were concerned about their mom's whereabouts? What was happening at that point? I mean, there were so many terms being used, kidnapping and different things. Where was she?
She was at Miraval Resort in Arizona, and she was there with Rebe. Rebe is, in my opinion, the person who is
one of the closest to Catherine, you would think, of all the kids.
Rebe sat with her every day at the trial. Every time that I have seen Mrs. Jackson out, Rebe is usually with her. You know, everybody's making out that they kidnapped her. They were holding her against her will. They were doing this. And the grandchildren couldn't see her for almost 10 days, and they were going crazy. I get it. And I get that they were upset. And at the same time, these were her children, and her children would never harm their mother. Stop for a second. It's their mother. And think about that. And I just think, you know, with the Jacksons, we get a little crazy and kooky ourselves.
And you come up with the craziest headlines, and we would believe
it,
right? Because it's the Jacksons, of course. Of course. So now the family is reunited. Everyone's back together. The kids are with their grandmother. Everyone is hopefully talking some things over together.
I said to one of the brothers, y'all just need to get together and kind of work this out.
Right.
And he looked at me and he said, do you know how hard it is just to get my family in the same room, let alone to agree about something?
Right.
And it makes sense. If you had eight brothers and sisters, could you imagine trying to get them all together and agree? And out of that eight, some are international superstars.
Right.
What they care about is that their mother is being taken care of, that she's getting enough money. Catherine claimed at the time she needed more money.
Right.
She wanted to get more money.
Right.
And that's her prerogative. People are turning it into this huge money grab, and just stop for a second and understand this is a family feud. It happens all the time with big families.
And this is one of the biggest families and one of the biggest deaths that we've had in the entertainment industry. Everyone is hanging on to every headline, every tweet, and just every piece of information that they can get. We're just wishing them all the best. But it's so good to speak to you, Kevin, because, you know, being with the insider, we knew you had the inside scoop. So
no problem. I don't think anyone has the real answers to this confusing situation, but I hope I could shine a little bit of light.
Absolutely. Thanks, Kevin Frazier with CBS's The Insider. Follow him now on Twitter at Kevin Frazier and check out The Insider. Check your local listings for times. I'm on Twitter right now at EKTweets. And the E-Report's being brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it.